Yo, what's up, people? Now, I gotta warn you, man. This show is so pimp, man. Now, I gotta tell all y'all young people to get the hell out of here. This show gonna screw you up. And to all you old naggy people, suck my motherfucking dick and get the hell out of here.
Oh, yeah, and welcome back to BDOradio.com. This is your host, Budweiser. Starting off the very first recorded show we ever make under the new name, BDOradio.com. So basically, this is it, man. We're back. We're back to normal operation where we do recorded shows on our playlist and at them, just like it used to be in the days of bong.dhs.org. Heck, there's still probably going to be some form of weed smoking going on in some of the shows still, because it's the same crew. Like, I mean, I changed the name and I could take away the image of the fact that people expected stoners when they show up at bong.dhs.org. Now, I no longer want this. I want people to expect a laugh when they show up at BDOradio.com. I don't want people to come here and say, okay, have a hit and then I'll go, I'll be satisfied. No, I want people to come here, laugh, and then maybe in the process notice that the host is having a hit. You know, I want that part to be a surprise when it happens. I don't want it to be expected by the listeners. I don't want my radio station labeled as like this place where all they do is smoke pot on the air live. And no, that's not it. My point here is to create humor, and the way we've been creating our humor for the last 6 years is very unique, and I find we're not reaching enough public with this new and unique form of humor, and I think that changing the radio station's name and image was a good first step into bringing more of a diversified audience to our unique type of comedy, which is really the sole part of BDO. The roots of BDO lie on that comedy, not on the fact that we sometimes smoke pot on the air live. That is just not the point. So, well, I had to take the word bong out of our main name, which I did. And now I'm happy to be back doing recorded shows. Really, this sort of brings back, like, old times for me at BDOradio.com right now as I speak to you, as I see my freaking green waveform go forward in time and so forth. I'm really happy to be hosting shows again. Now, I was talking for a really long while on my live shows that we were bound to return with some form of recorded structure for shows. We were bound to return with the old format of shows in addition to the live shows, of course. And it's finally done. Now, how does the structure work? Well, basically, you're going to tune into the show just like it used to be. You're going to tune into to me, basically. The only thing you're going to get less of compared to before is station IDs. I used to put, I believe it was 8 per show. I will go down to 3 per show now. The count of advisories will also go down. In the days of bong.dhs.org, there was 4 advisories per show. Now it's going to be down to 3 advisories per show. And this means that the show itself will be a little shorter. It's probably going to be around 35 to 40 minutes instead of 45 to 50 minutes as it used to be. So it's a new structure, a little bit more express, a little bit easier to produce on my end. I mean, I'm realizing that right now what BDO Radio, television and radio was looking for lately is ease of production. Something we can just record, slap together, and release to the viewers and listeners without any hassle. Take, for instance, making a film like Shroom Team Ghosts. This is not an easy production thing. I get here with 4 hours of footage, and I'm supposed to cut it down to 1 hour and 10 minutes and put it out online. This takes me like 3 weeks with the free time that I have. When it comes to making an episode of Jam Session, that is our number one most production effective series. That one takes me 45 minutes to edit and get out online and release to viewers and listeners. So you get the idea of the type of production we're going to be looking for. No, it's not going to be like super top master production, but the shit's going to be coming out fast. That's what's important right now. I'm putting, for 2006 on BDO Radio, I'm putting focus on speed of production more than quality of material. And I think it's time that I start laying off the quality of material, because this is what's been slowing me down a whole lot in the last year. And with the experience I've gained in audio editing and so forth, I don't think it's necessary anymore for me to put that much attention into that aspect. Obviously, I have to make sure I'm doing good work, yes, but I don't have to be as picky as I've been in the last year, because now I'm already, like, I'm naturally good at this much more than I used to be, so I don't have to watch myself as much as I used to. So in this year, we should probably go much more with quantity than quality, and I think that quality will take care of itself, as we are unconsciously good now. We don't need to review or redo everything or constantly reorganize what we're doing. I mean, it's like, this is it. This is, you know, it's coming out as is, and it's already good now. Isn't it weird to hear me hit... hear me hit and not hear the bong hit sound? Yeah, it's probably gonna be like that often now. I'm not gonna stop at the end of this recording and go insert the bong hit sounds. If I remember to put the bong hit sound in the moment where I wanna have a hit, or if I wanna put like an emphasis on the moment of the show, I'll do it. But heck, you guys have grown out of this bong hit sound thing, I hope. Please tell me you have. Anyways, so that's it. BDO Radio's first radio show. Technically, if today was, we were still bong.dhs.org, I would be working on show number 99 right now, which means that BDO Radio's second show will be the 100th show since the beginning of the playlist of bong.dhs.org, because we understand very well, BDO Radio is so old that even before the existence of the bong.dhs.org playlist, there were some shows before that even. Under the Budweiser Weed Station's name, and man, have we gone a long time. I mean, for you people who are new to BDO Radio, as this is our like first recorded show, it's going to probably be re-airing real often. We're recording this January 17, year 2006, so just to keep tabs on what show was done when. But this is January 17, year 2006. Since it's our first show recorded under the name BDO Radio, well, I'm going to give a quick overview, especially for new people, to what exactly you're tuning into. Well, first off, BDO Radio has gone through two other names over the course of the last 6 years. It started by being called the Budweiser Weed Station, Budweiser being my nickname, as I'm the main host of the show, and made up that name like when I was 14 years old. Now, I've been hosting this show for 6 years. It started off as the Budweiser Weed Station. It was basically me talking about weed, doing humor about weed, and smoking weed on the air. It later went on to become bong.dhs.org, the Weed Station. So for you people who have fell on BDO Radio, know of the existence of bong.dhs.org and did not know that we were that old crew, well, now you found us. This is me. This is the exact same setup as bong.dhs.org used to have. Late in 2005, we changed our name to Bulldog Organizations Radio. The sole purpose of this name change being the fact that I wanted to remove the image of marijuana and make BDO Radio take a turn more towards our humor, our type of comedy, our skits as we call them, or advisories. These skits, I don't yet know of any other comedian that does them the way we do. And I think they're very unique, and I think they deserve a whole lot of attention. So this is a new turn we're taking. Why is it called Bulldog Organizations? This is because I scrambled for days to find out a new name that would keep the same acronym. Remember the name bong.dhs.org, acronym being BDO. I wanted to keep BDO Radio for the old timers to remember where we are and just not have to basically change the name of our station in their heads, which they didn't. They didn't have to. BDOradio.com is almost easier than bong.dhs.org to remember. So BDOradio.com is that new host name that we're hosting on. No more like direct reference to weed, although the crew sometimes is getting high on the air still. We're gonna be totally honest with you on this one. The important thing is that that I think we're a little bit more everybody friendly now with the fact that we don't have like pot leaves all over the place and that we are more focusing on our comedy. So now, as you tune in and listen to our first recorded show, you're going to see this comedy as there's a skit coming up in almost a minute. You're going to be getting the first skit of today's show. You're probably going to get in touch with us real good. We do a lot of live shows. We do live shows from several locations as we have several hosts from several places around the world. Take, for instance, our hosts in Calgary, our hosts in Australia, our hosts in Richmond, Virginia, our hosts in Florida. I mean, we basically have scattered hosts throughout the globe, and I find that is really a cool aspect of BDO Radio. So, lots of live shows, recorded shows on the occasion. Hopefully we can boost production in the next few months to rebuild the playlist based on BDO Radio now and be able to phase out the old bong.dhs.org material, although you may find me sometimes reusing old skits. So this is it for the first segment. Right now what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a skit, and then you're going to be going on to a special segment, and after that another skit. Just to like recap the structure, it's like my talk segment right now, then a skit, then a talk segment, then another skit, then another talk segment, then another skit, and probably a wrap-up song. I'm going to see at the final structure how I'm going to work it on. There's probably going to be a song per show now in our shows. And, today's song's already been picked. I just don't know where to put it in the structure yet. So keep on listening, people. Here comes a skit. This skit is basically one that I did, that I wrote. I didn't record it during those times, but I wrote it last summer when I had so many damn fruit flies in my apartment and was unable to get rid of the infestation. This one really came out funny for me, especially because I was fighting off those fruit flies for so long. Check it out.
VDOradio.com. Some fucked up shit, man.
All right, John, it's time for you to give us the pimp report.
Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying, man? In my area, you know, on corner of 12th Street and Samson Street, yo, this is where you're gonna find me for some fucking service, yo.
Excuse me, but...
Don't interrupt me, man.
But excuse me.
Don't interrupt me, bitch. Yo, man, you let me go on with my shit, okay? On the corner of 12th and Samson, yo, I got the best hoes, yo. If you're looking for Diana and Katrina, yo, I killed them last week, so you ain't gonna...
Excuse me.
What you interrupt me for, man?
Finally. Damn it, let me speak here. You're on international internet radio. I don't think you want to say all this shit.
What? Oh, man. Man, take me off the air, man. Delete this, yo. Shit, man.
And now, a conversation between two fruit flies living in a very old beer bottle stacked in Budweiser's kitchen.
Hey, man, this is the life.
Yeah, man, we get food, we get light air, we can reproduce, man. It's so cool.
Yeah, remember last summer?
Yeah, you know that nut who always walks in here? He left two huge garbage bags.
I remember. The taste of the old rotten milk cartons.
Wow, you know, you remember that time he threw away the old lettuce?
Oh, shit, man, that was so tasty. Me and my wife made like 600 babies that day.
Ah, good times, you know? When he pulled the bags out, he like killed 10,000 of us.
Fucking genocide.
Yeah, man.
Hey, you thinking of moving?
Bah, well, the Clear Miller Genuine Draft bottles on top of the stack rent for about $1,000 a month. I can't afford that.
Yeah, but have you seen the view up there? It's just breathtaking. I mean, here it's all dark and shit.
Yeah, but you know, it's cheap.
Remember that time he tried to take us out with a flamethrower?
Yo, shit, don't joke, man. I lost my sister that day.
Oh, sorry. Hey.
What? Yo, what?
Look, man, there's a cloud coming.
Oh, yo, I hear those clouds make us all feel good.
Yeah, man, I love living here. Those clouds, man. Oh, it's coming. Oh, it's coming. Breathe, man. Quick, breathe.
Yo, ah, man. Oh, yeah. Yo, oh, ice is good, man. That's the shit.
This is a paid presentation by Get Rich Quick, Inc., a company that is bound to change names a dozen of times per month because nothing they do is permitted by the state law. Hello, and welcome to this paid presentation by Get Rich Quick, Inc. Now, before we introduce our product today, I'm going to have to get the listeners into a zone of need. We're going to have to find out what needs our product will fulfill. Well,
To introduce this, I mean, I know a lot of people out there who need money. A little less that are in a tight situation, but even people who are in a tight situation end up just needing money. I know a little less people than the first total that have creditors on their backs constantly. They're getting phone calls from creditors, and they owe money. And getting money today is not an easy thing. Now, this is where our product steps in. And before we keep going, I want you people to know that this is not a get-rich-quick scheme. This is not a get-rich-quick scheme. This absolutely works. Now, our product will get you that quick money you need. You'll be able to finally buy what you want, pay off debts, satisfy your family with anything they want to do, such as a vacation and so forth. You'll have the extra cash for anything you need. The product will not only get you the extra cash, but will also get the creditors off your back. That's right, no more banker calls, no more bills that are overdue, no more creditors on your back. The product, as a bonus, will earn you more respect than ever, and will get the right people to want to hang around with you. Now, once again, I gotta say that this is not a get-rich-quick scheme. Just listen to our first example, which is taken from a scene that can happen in the everyday normal life.
Your total is of $3.96.
Okay, hang on. Give me all the money. Give me all the money in the register.
Are you, like, holding me at gunpoint, expecting the money from my cash register?
Yes, I am! Give me the money!
Now I'm not gonna give you the money. You're not dealing with the right guy. I'm a tough-ass mother-
Wow! I can't believe it! It actually killed the cashier, and now I'm free to take the cash! Woohoo!
This success story could involve you. Yes, you've just been introduced to the new GRQ Money Getter. The Money Getter is a fully automatic rifle with 3 bullet cartridge compartments holding up to 200 shells of ammo. Compatible with 8mm ammo and many other popular formats, this gun can be brought anywhere to obtain the money you need when you need it. Now, you can take my word when I say that the Money Getter is the best gun out there that you can get at this price. But you can also listen to a specialist that I've invited over on today's show. His name is John Redford, and he is a gun specialist, therefore he knows everything about the Money Getter, and he can tell you himself, with a professional advice, that the Money Getter is an excellent gun. John, how are you doing?
Well, I'm doing quite fine, George, and I'm very happy to be on this show here, because I'm a big fan of the Money Getter myself, and I think it's one of the best guns out there.
Now, John, would you please tell me, how easy is it to fire the Money Getter?
Well, George, it's pretty damn easy. All you gotta do is you load this compartment here with a ammo cartridge of your choice. I'll be using 8mm here. Now you close the latch, and then you pull the trigger. Oh my god, George, are you okay?
I'm okay. I'm very okay, because the Money Getter is a good gun. Before I lose too much blood to go on with this, let's see other things that the Money Getter can do. It can also chase away creditors.
Hello?
Yes, sir, I'm Ryan Johnson from the Royal Bank of America. How you doing today?
I'm doing good, man. What do you want?
I'm here to announce that if you do not make a mortgage payment within the next 3 days, we're going to have to repossess the house, sir.
Okay. Can you hold on a minute? I just gotta pick up something here, and... Ah, ha, ha! That motherfucker! One less creditor! Thank you, Money Getter!
Hi. My name's Brian. I'm the guy who holds up the cue cards for the show. I think George died while the example was playing. So I'm going to wrap this up. Not only is our product so good, but we have proof. We have proof. How do you think we got the airtime for this ad? With money? No, actually, I think I was there when that happened. George held up the host of this station with the Money Getter, and we got the airtime free. I remember. That was pretty cool. Call now, and we'll include this laser sight free. Now you'll be able to use the Money Getter. Money Getter at distant range and make some remote profit. Laser sight. You call now so you can shoot people better. Oh, okay, I'm gonna get off the air now. I'm really not made for this.
The Money Getter from GRQ. One of the most efficient tools to increasing your family revenue.
Well, I used to be really short on cash, and when the Money Getter got in my life, I started making about $1,500 a week. I mean, my corner store went through like 4 cashiers, and they still haven't caught me yet.
The Money Getter. Only $199.99. The cheapest high you'll get rebuilding your financial life.
While I was in school, I hated it. I wanted out in high school, and I wanted to start making money now. That's where I got the Money Getter. Man, it was so fun. Since me and my two imaginary friends had one, we just bust banks by the dozens. It took them forever to catch me. I'm in prison for life today, but I'm so glad I had the Money Getter, because I'm safe in the knowledge that I have over $4 million in my account. Heck, I can even pay off the men who want to ass rape me in here.
Get the Money Getter. Only $199.99.
Plus taxes, shipping, handling, manufacturing, distributing, producing, delivery, artillery, military inspection, and inspection fees.
VideoRadio.com. Some fucked up shit, man.
Man, come on, man. Just a little purchase, man.
Listen, for the last time, the name Weed Man is because we get rid of weeds on people's lawns. We don't sell pot.
Captain, you left your cigarette on the dash again.
Ah. It's okay.
You burned 3 buttons.
Those buttons are useless.
That one says forward. We need forward to go forward.
I have no legs.
What's wrong with this guy?
He's the gimp.
Oh, he's
I
the gimp.
I have no legs. I have no legs.
Like, why doesn't our gimp have legs? Captain,
we couldn't afford a gimp with legs, remember?
My
legs.
Man, what the fuck's the deal with our budget, man?
My legs were eaten by one of those giant hamsters, on the planet.
Listen, gimp, you're not supposed to talk. You're supposed to sing, I have no legs. And on top of that, we don't care why you lost your legs. We just wonder why we had to get a guy with no legs.
I have no legs. I have no legs.
We couldn't afford legs, I told you.
Yeah, I got that. It's just he went on blabbering on how he lost his legs, and I really truly don't care, and I don't think you do either.
Listen, pilot, why are we going backwards?
Well, duh, some genius left his cigarette on the dash and burnt the forward button. And now I gotta do everything in reverse.
Well, okay, where are we backing up to?
We're backing up to that place where we're gonna buy some food for our gimp. Hey, gimp, what the fuck do you
wanna
eat?
What do you want, gimp? I have no legs.
Now I'm asking you what the fuck you wanna eat. You can stop fucking singing.
I would like some chicken legs.
Well, I've already eaten chicken legs. Chicken legs are actually good.
My legs are good.
I'm actually hungry for chicken legs now.
I have no legs. I have no legs.
I don't think he has any legs.
I sort of gathered that he doesn't have any legs.
I have no legs.
I thought you said your legs were in the giant hamster.
My legs are gone. Where are my legs?
Where's those injections we were giving the gimp there?
We ran out of it.
Stop talking about his legs.
We ran out of him. We didn't have enough budget. We got tranquilizer.
Damn it. Oh, tranquilizer.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. No Legs, some tranquilizer.
Well, why don't you give it some tranquilizer? I'm the captain.
Oh, true. I'm sorry, Captain. Sometimes, you know.
there's some tranquilizer guns in the upper compartment.
Okay, I'm gonna shoot the tranquilizer gun here.
Okay, go ahead. Oh, shit. You shot the fucking guy's arm off.
I have no legs. I'm missing an arm.
God damn it.
Fuck.
God damn it. I always miss.
I have no legs.
Ah, you shot the other arm off now.
Damn it.
Fuck, now our gimp's really fucked.
I'm just a torso.
Ah, you shot his fucking cock off. You fucking...
Help me, I'm in pain.
You circumcised the gimp.
I have no dick. I am in pain.
Next time, Merge tries fucking shooting his head off. You have no dick, no legs, no arms. What the fuck are you good for? What is he on our payroll? What's his name? Gimp?
Gimpo.
I knew gimp was short for something. Let's enter that in the log.
I'm only a torso.
Will you stop whining already?
I'm a dickless torso.
Yeah, but we're going backwards, so you don't have to worry about that.
I'm gonna shoot him with more tranquilizer.
Ah, you shot his nose off. Poor kid.
I can smell it. I can piss.
It's okay, Gimpo. We're going backwards, so maybe everything will come back.
Oh, wait, hang on. I gotta make a stop here.
Ah, nice parallel parking. Ah, fuck.
Ah, goddamn.
Why you done hit that planet again? That's twice today.
Well, at least, you know you hate the people on that planet too, okay? I killed off a bunch of them in that crash.
Ah, I like those people. The gimp is crying now. I think we're gonna have to land. All right, let's get the gimp out.
Oh yeah, welcome back to BDOradio.com. Show number one. Yes, show number uno under this brand new name. We are January 17, year 2006. And this is your host, Budweiser. Now, before I go on with this segment, I want to clearly mention that I spoke about a song at each show. At the beginning of this show, I spoke that we would play one song per show, selected, whichever song we'd pick. We'd just play one per show. Now, I said also that I decide as I recorded the show where I would put the song. Well, here's how the song will work. Basically, it's always going to go at the end of the third segment, in between the segment and the skit, because the show will usually end with a skit and then be over for good. So at the end of this segment, I'll basically be playing a song to you, which I'll explain before I play, and then you're going to be listening to a song that's going to be basically the closing moments of the show, and then the show will close on a grand finale with a skit. It's going to be a new approach to our playlist. Now, the skit you've just heard, by the way, we're playing a lot of skits because the recorded shows are back, you're going to be hearing more and more skits over time. The skit that has been included right before this talk segment is a rejected track that was recorded for BDO's Full Bowls and Other Things Volume 2, our new production of a series of CDs that basically contain this humor that I've been talking about since the beginning of the show. The first volume, by the way, is still on sale at BDOradio.com. Type in your web browser, BDOradio.com/FBOT. That's BDOradio.com/FBOT. This will take you to a page that basically describes the CD, shows you that it's on an all-low downloadable version for $5 price right now. The hard copy is no longer available, however, you can get a downloadable version in which we provide all the labels to you so you can really print your own copy just like if you had bought it from us. Only $5 and you get all the material to make your own Full Bowls and Other Things Volume 1 CD. So BDOradio.com/FBOT. Check it out. You even got some teasers over there. Little parts of 5 tracks of that CD are available. 1 minute long part. So you got 5 minutes of free material on that page. So I recommend, a visit is worth it. You're not just going to be like reading text and looking at images. Now, as for the second volume, it's, as I'm making this show, it is not yet released, not yet available for sale. Probably will be within the month. This CD has 13 tracks, lasts 1 hour long. And in the making, we had 20-some recorded tracks made in 4 or 5 sessions. Basically, it's one of the biggest sessions we've ever done for a CD. It's only your second CD, but I can already compare time spent on making it. I gotta tell you, Volume 2, we spent probably 4 or 5 times the amount of time creating it than Volume 1. And so much stuff was rejected, and some of it was actually kept to be played on BDO Radio, including the track you've just heard, which is basically an absolute... You know what? I wanted to include it on the CD, and I said no. It's really high up there in stupidity and just incoherence, and that's what makes it really funny, but it just doesn't match the feel of the CD. The feel of the CD, the CD does have its share of stupid tracks, of tracks that are just fucking dumb, but they're dumb in a way that just works with the rest of the tracks in the CD. There's a form of harmony, a sort of uniformity throughout the CD, and this track just totally broke it. I couldn't fit it anywhere. So I decided to just use it for BDO Radio because I was not going to throw that track away. It was just fucking hilarious. That was by Nick Montoya, Bafalio, and yours truly, by the way. A very, very messed up track where me and Bafalio were scratching our heads the whole way through, wondering why Nick Montoya opened his role by starting to sing, "I have no legs." We were like, man, what? Oh, God. Anyways, keep in mind that when we do these recording sessions, we're most of the time very stoned and very, very drunk. In fact, twice during the making of this CD, nobody was stoned. We were just really drunk. The recording of the American Bar, I don't think we've ever been that fucking drunk ever in the history of mankind. Now, I gotta talk a little about BDOradio.com, the website, who we are, what it is, because it's the first show on the BDOradio.com playlist. Well, first off, you got this wonderful BDOradio.com website. Type in your web browser, BDOradio.com, and you're gonna see the website. Now, a bunch of new things that we've done in the near past is that first off, I've gotten rid of that goddamn obfuscated little fucking BDO television playlist thing, and I made BDO television into its own website. That's right. You can check out our television. For you people who didn't know we had that, type in your web browser, BDOradio.com/television. That's BDOradio.com/television. This is going to take you to BDO television. A big repository with a lot of films offered in both Windows Media and Real Media. Honestly, you can have fun for hours and hours and hours over there without seeing the same thing twice. Our latest series and our latest show, part of that latest series, is called Jam Sessions. It's basically me and Blunt. I play drums, Blunt plays guitar. We do studio jamming sessions, edit the footage real fast, keep the good parts, and air one show every week. So far we've done three, so there's Jam Sessions 1, 2, and 3. 3 is the latest, done last Sunday. So we're really fast on the production of that. I spoke about speed of production in the first segment, and even specifically mentioned Jam Sessions. This is probably the best concept I've ever had, to be able to release a new show of a series every single week. It takes me 45 minutes to make the show, and it's done, it's out on the air. I don't even need to look at the footage. It's really the fastest fucking assembly I've ever had. It requires a little structure, because during the jam, I have to remember where the tape was at when it filmed each part. Then all I have to do when I edit is just skip in between the songs, take out what I don't want, and just leave the songs there, and then all you're watching is the good parts in the song. Yeah, that's it for BDO television. I really needed to mention this because BDO television is a huge part of BDO radio. Well, actually, our full name would be Bulldog Organizations Media Network, not Bulldog Organizations Radio, because we have both radio and television. So BDO Radio Media Networks, and then BDO Media Networks, and then BDO Radio and BDO Television. So you check that out, BDO Television. If you're new to it, you're going to have fucking hours to watch, so go check it out. Now, as for the music, I'll probably be doing this very often. Basically, at every show, we're going to end this very segment with a song. Now, today I got to explain the song because it's a specific one, one that I've composed myself. Yeah, lately this year especially, I've been on the, well, in late 2005 and early 2006, I've been composing songs all by myself by playing drum tracks, adding keyboards to them, and putting effects on the keyboards to make it sound cool. Well, I got one in the works right now, and it's called Run. I just basically called it Run. I don't even know why I did that. And it lasts about a minute and 12 seconds. Actually, maybe a minute and a half. It's really a short song. It's made to be like an introduction score for probably one of the BDO television shows that will be released in the near future. I called it Run, and here we go. It's about a minute and a half long, so this is to wrap up the show. So I'll be giving my farewell note on this. Enjoy the song. Don't forget that after the song, the show wraps up with another brand new skit. If you haven't heard this show, you haven't heard the skit. So the skit is coming up right after this song, and then show number one will be over. So you people have a nice day. Keep listening to BDOradio.com and pass the word along to your buddies if you like this show. So on this note, I'll see you around in show number two, or maybe live on the air.
GeekRadio.com. Some fucked up shit, man.
Why won't you, like, go away?
Because I work here.
I, like, fired you 2 hours ago.
Oh, right. Okay, bye.
Hi there. I'm your host, Joe Harry. You might remember my voice from the skits made in the old days of this radio station. Today, I'm here to give you tips on how to quickly spend $1 trillion. If you ever end up with that much money, here's a bunch of quick ways to get rid of it all. Method number one, buy yourself a nice house.
Where's the bathroom?
465th floor, 3 floors from here. Elevator 43 will do nicely. Then 27th corridor to your left, then take elevator 66 to floor 774, then enter the 90th corridor, 73rd door on the left.
Method number two, start an addiction to crack.
Sir, you sure you want this?
But man, just one more trillion, man. It's all I want to borrow, man.
But sir, you just borrowed your first trillion this morning.
Method number three, give the money to the United States government and let them spend it.
Today in the news, the United States have begun simultaneous wars against Russia, Canada, Iran, Syria, Egypt, Asia, North Korea, China, and France. In other stories, the United States of America have now lined up 350 nuclear warheads and launchers on the East Coast as part of their new defense from terrorism system.
Now, if you ever end up with $1 trillion, you know what to do! This is Joe Harry wrapping up yet one more segment for BDORadio.com.